Both the Security Council and the UN Secretariat have condemned Saturday's attack by rebels from the Justice and Equality Movement, or JEM, near Khartoum. UN Chief of Peacekeeping Jean-Marie Guéhenneau told the Council Wednesday that he is very concerned that such a large number of JEM fighters from Darfur were able to advance across the country to Khartoum undetected.
The incident underscores the serious shortfalls in the mission resources, especially aerial reconnaissance capabilities.
For some months, the peacekeeping mission, known as UNAMID, has been asking donor countries for equipment to fill critical shortfalls, particularly combat and transport helicopters. Guéhenneau said an escalation in violence over the past month has also impacted humanitarian operations, as banditry and hijackings have led to lost aid supplies, recently forcing food agencies to halve rations to more than 3 million needy people in Darfur. But despite setbacks, Guéhenneau said the UN would work to meet 2008 deployment targets, which include deploying about 80% of the mandated 26,000 peacekeepers to Darfur by year's end.
We in the Secretariat, we will continue to move ahead. We won't be deterred. In spite of the very difficult circumstances, we'll make every effort to deploy what we are expected to deploy.
But he cautioned that for that to happen, it would require flexibility from several actors, including the government of Sudan, troop-contributing countries, and other donors. Guéhenneau said the other vital element is for violence to cease so the political process can move forward. This concern was echoed by Security Council President John Soares of the United Kingdom.
I think what's most important is that we get all the parties to agree to a cessation of hostilities and to have a proper, intensive political process underway. We don't have either of those at the moment.
The UN's Guéhenneau said peacekeepers deployed into the middle of a conflict can have only limited results. He said more troops and more political will are needed for real results. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, The United Nations.